Matthew chapter 11. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he moved on from there to teach and preach in their towns. While John was in prison, he heard about the things Christ was doing. He sent two of his disciples to ask him, "Are you the coming one, or should we wait for someone else?" Jesus answered them, "Go, report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the gospel is preached to the poor. Blessed is the one who does not take offense at me." As these two were leaving, Jesus began to talk to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? No. Those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. So what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and he is much more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Look, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Amen, I tell you, among those born of women there has not appeared anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been advancing forcefully, and forceful people are seizing it. In fact, all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. If you are willing to receive it, he is the Elijah who was to come. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces who call to others, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' John did not come eating or drinking, and they say he has a demon. But the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'See, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is justified by her actions." Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles were performed, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles which were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. You, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to heaven? No, you will go down to hell. For if the miracles performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you." You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.